Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
The great Leonardo da Vinci painted the fresco, The Last Supper, in Santa Maria delle Grazie Church in Milan, in 3 years. As we know, an inspiring story is associated with this painting. At the time he painted The Last Supper, he had an enemy who was a fellow painter. And Da Vinci had a bitter argument with this man and despised him. So when he painted the face of Judas at the table with Jesus, he used the face of his enemy so that it would be present for ages as the man who betrayed Jesus. While painting this picture, he took delight in knowing that others would actually notice the face of his enemy on Judas. As he worked on the faces of the other disciples, he often tried to paint the face of Christ, but he could not make any progress. Da Vinci felt frustrated and confused. And in time, he realized what was wrong. His hatred for the other painter was holding him back from finishing the face of Jesus. Only after making peace with his fellow painter and repainting the face of Judas was he able to paint the face of Jesus and complete his masterpiece. Be reconciled with your Almighty Father and your brother, says John. And he cries out, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. This is the cry of this season, the season of Advent, says Reverend Greg Kendra. And this is the call of season. Prepare the way of the Lord. The cry of the Baptist is a cry to shatter a silence, the silence of sin. It's a cry to stop doing what we have always done. It's a cry to awake us from our slumber. It's a cry to repent. He calls on us to break the silence of complacency, the silence of the status quo, to a world that has been blinking at sin and looking the other way. The wild man in the desert says, it's time for all of us to look at who we are, where we are, how we live, and what we choose. This season, he says, our old ways need to end. It is a message of conversion. So let us receive the sacrament of reconciliation during this Advent and help ourselves to celebrate Christmas with a purified and joyful heart. Because the best Christmas present we know that we can give to Jesus is the gift of a purified, forgiving and forgiven heart. So John the Baptist cries out every day, "Prepare the way of the Lord. He is here. He is always here. When you have eyes to see and ears to listen, you will recognize him at any moment of your life."
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.